thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park on the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland, playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond. This is Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling.
G'day there, and welcome once again to Blues with a Feeling. It's week two of Charlie Musselwhite month here on the show. It's something I've done in the past for the likes of John Lee Hooker and Buddy Guy. And after a week of digging deep into Charlie's catalogue, I'm getting very excited about what's to come in the next couple, which will culminate, of course, with the release of Charlie's new album, Mississippi Sun, early in June, which I'll feature in full on the show as I chat to Charlie Musselwhite himself. The new record, his return to living in Mississippi after many years living all over the US, being a young man chasing his muse all the way to Chicago from Memphis, and learning harp licks off Big Walter Horton will all be discussed. And between now and then, I'll feature a couple of Charlie's classic albums for you, 1999's Continental Drifter and his 2006 Real World Records release, Delta Hardware. And after bringing you his breakout 1990 Alligator Records release, Ace of Harps, last week, in this week's show, we're taking an in-depth listen to Charlie Musselwhite's debut album, Stand Back. Here comes Charlie Musselwhite's Southside Band. Released in 1967, this record is one of a very small group that bridged the gap between black and white in Chicago, and consequently the US, as the blues exploded in popularity in Europe, and young white men made their way to the Windy City to learn at the feet of the greats. Future rock and roll stars like Mike Bloomfield, Paul Butterfield and Elvin Bishop were all part of the scene. Even the Rolling Stones spent some time recording at Chess Records. And for the first time, black and white musicians began appearing on stage and in the studio together, selling lots of records and being played all over the radio, and were depicted together in photos and on billboards. Legendary stuff. But before we do that, a couple of tracks from some of the more notable new albums to bounce into my inbox in these last few weeks. A little thing to get you in the mood for what's to come. From their debut album, Shake the Roots, this is the Bennett Mateo Band, Oh Lord.
Oh, Slip this pill in your drink, baby, while you sleep like a baby. Enjoy your last drink, babe, 'cause this one's on me, babe.
I was feeling lonesome one night, unlucky, and didn't know what to do. So I thought I'd head on down to Nunzio's Nuggethead Room. That's where the elite meet, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, I saw this pretty little lady at the very end of the bar. So I bought me a drink and commenced admiring from afar. After a while, I thought, well, you know, I'll go over and introduce myself. I've been disappointed so many times, I figured, what the hell? I asked her what sign she was and could I buy her taste. She said, my sign is slippery when wet. Let's go to my place. I was like, oh, Lord. Man, could this really be true? Am I gonna score on my very first move? Or like so many times before, end up with a disappointment blue? Now she had a fine apartment in the very heart of the city, on the very top floor, where the view was so pretty. She lit some battery candles and clicked on her gas fireplace. She said, baby, get yourself comfortable, I'm gonna fix us a taste. Then she sauterized herself on by with two bourbon neats. And we shared our first kiss, and we didn't hit no teeth. And then she said, baby, let's not waste no more time, because I know we are sharing the very same frame of mind. Then she took my hand and led me to the bedroom, and she says, I'm gonna get myself comfortable and I'm gonna be with you soon. I said, yeah, yeah. Ooh, Lord, could this really be true? Am I gonna score on my very first move? Like so many times before, just end up with a disappointment blue. Now she took off a wig and she put that in the drawer. Then she took out upper teeth and she put them in the drawer. Mm-hmm. Took off her eyelashes, put them in the drawer. Then she leaned over, popped out her left eye, and put that in the drawer. I ain't lying. Then she took off her boom booms, and she put them in the drawer. Took off her stockings, put them in the drawer. Mm-hmm. Then she sat down, unscrewed her right foot, and put that in the drawer. I ain't lying. And I said, I hope to God she ain't taking off no more. that she took off her girdle, put that in the drawer, and everything that was holding up damn near hit the floor. She said, baby, I'm ready. I'm gonna take you places you ain't never, ever, ever been before. And she was right, because when she hopped into bed, I hopped in the drawer. What's this poor fool to do? Here I am in some strange woman's drawer with the disappointment blue. Disappointment blue. In some strange woman's drawer. I wonder how in the hell I'm gonna get out of here. Maybe she'll fall asleep or something. Sleep yet. Well, I guess gonna have to wait. Yeah, just play a little bit more.
Hi, everybody, this is Deb McLeod, and I'd like to let you know that you're with Shaky Sean on Blues with a Feeling.
Get a break, and who should not? God, I just can't fake it. I can't fake it just to get my shot.
keep on struggling, trying to do my thing. I don't know if I hit or miss, but I know my mama told me, child, there'd be days like this, singing and thinking, trying to stay true.
See a little girl, I said, they call her little Louise McGee. I said, you see a little girl, and they call her little Louise McGee. You know I want y'all to do a favor, please shake a little hand for me. Well, the minute seem like hours, it seem like day, seem like my little baby ought to stop. Hold on, I'll wait. I said, a minute seemed like hours now. I said, hours just seem like days. Yes, and it seemed like my little baby ought to stop talking. Oh, hold on, I'm this morning at the break of day, I was hugging the pillow where she used to lay. I said, soon this morning, I said, just about the break of day, yes, I was just hugging the pillow why she used to leave. You know, I got up and I walked out on the outskirts of town. I took me a seat and I watched the evening sun go down. I said, I got up and I walked. I say out on the outskirts of town. Well, I choose me a seat and I watch the evening and sun go down. You know, so hard to love. Someone don't love you. Don't look like your satisfaction, don't care what the world you do. You know it's so hard to love someone. I say women do not love you. Yes, don't look like any satisfaction. Don't care what in the soul. Tell her, that's all right, honey. Any way you do, I done done everything I could trying to get along with you. I said, that's all right, little girl. I said, honey, that's all right for you. Never love but four women in my life. One was my mother and my sister, my kid gal and my wife. I thought I would never love. I said, but four women in my life. One was my mother and my sister, my kid girl, and my wife. You know, I went in my room, I sat down and cried. I didn't have no blues, but I wasn't satisfied. Yes, I went in my room, I sat flat out and I cried. Yes, I didn't have no blues, but I just wasn't satisfied. I'm gonna wait. Stay on grand long time. Honey, I ain't never coming back until you change your mind. Louise, I'm going away. And I say I'm gonna stay a grand long time. Yes, I ain't never coming back until you
is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
As much an historical document as it is a record, Sun House's new album Forever on My Mind was recorded in 1964, as Sun began his comeback as the world awoke to the sound of the blues. It's only now that it's been released after sitting on a shelf for over 50 years, and it's a privilege and a pleasure for me to be able to play it for you, Louise McGee. Also in that set from her Little Village Foundation release, I Ain't Playing, the magnificent Diana Greenleaf's If It Wasn't for the Blues, and Doug McLeod in one of his classic themes, Doug's Talkin' Disappointment Blues. The new album, produced by Jim Gaines, is called A Soul Acclaim. Doug, of course, has been a part of this show many times over the last few decades. Lovely fella, and what a talent he is. Right out to this week's featured album, as we celebrate week two of Charlie Musselwhite month on the show. Charlie, of course, one of the world's all-time harmonica greats, who learned from the masters Big and Little Walter. After arriving in Chicago seeking a better life as a teen, after growing up in Memphis, the release of the Paul Butterfield Blues Band's debut album and its remarkable success created opportunities and with them record deals for the up-and-coming young white blues artists like John Hammond. And in 1967, it was Charlie Musselwhite's turn. He'd completely immersed himself in his life in the blues, working any job available, while learning all he could from the masters of the blues in the hundreds of blues bars that had sprung up around the Windy City as Muddy Waters, Jimmy Reed, Elmore James, Bo Diddley and Little Walter dominated the airwaves for a gloriously short period of time in the 50s. Stand back, here comes Charlie Musselwhite's Southside Band, was released by Vanguard Records and featured the great Freddie Below on drums and Bob Anderson on bass. Fred, of course, one of the most revered of blues drummers of all time, and paired them with a young guitar player, Harvey Mandel, and organ player, Barry Goldberg. The album, and the mix of Charlie's original songs and a couple of blues standards of the day, still sounds great 57 years later. And it's a thrill for me, as always, to be able to bring it to you. This is Blues with a Feeling.
This time of the year, there I wonder, where will I be? This time another year, babe, I wonder where will I be. I may be in Chicago, I may be back down in Tennessee. By myself.
myself. I can't find my baby, I'll have to carry somebody else. All night last night I haven't slept a wink this day. I can't find my baby. Well, the girl must have gone away.
This is Kim Wilson, and you are listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Bendley. Thank you.
shores of the Aramanga Sea. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling. Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwestern Queensland.
Thanks to you as always for tuning in or downloading the show. This is week two of Charlie Musselwhite Month, ahead of the release of Charlie's wonderful new record, Mississippi Sun, early in June. Last week's featured record was Ace of Harps, Charlie's debut for Alligator Records back in 1990. And this week it's all about the debut album for the man who would go on to become one of the world's most celebrated harmonica players, singers and band leaders. Stand back, here comes Charlie Musselwhite's Southside Band. Yep, that's what it's called. I've been lucky enough to see Charlie live many times over the years. His shows are always amazing. His bands are made up of the best the blues world has to offer. And that song, Christo Redemptor, is just one of a number of songs by Charlie that have become regarded as signature tracks for him. In that set as well, Cha Cha the Blues, No More Lonely Nights, and the opening song, Baby Will You Please Help Me, making the show available a little more widely this week. And as always, my eternal gratitude to the folks at the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwest Queensland, where dinosaurs walk the earth, for making it possible for the programs to continue to exist. And if you're new to the party, don't forget there's a year's worth of shows available for download at my website, seanbinley.com, and wherever you get your podcasts, not Spotify though, and a few hundred more out there online as well. So please share it with your friends and like, follow and comment at the Facebook page, Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling, so I can keep you up to date with new shows every week. Can't do it without you.
You gotta help me. Chicago Blues Man, and you're listening to Shaky Sean on Blues with a Feeling.
Nobody knows me. Nobody knows me. Nobody knows who I am. Well, I'm just a stranger in a strange land. In a strange land. I got lost, trying to find my way. I got lost, trying to find my way. Trying to find my way, find my way. I don't know where I'm headed. Babe, I wish you where I've been. I've been out across the country. Nightmares rode me, nightmares rode me, nightmares rode me all night long. Oh, please, please forgive me.
Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
I love the sound of this record. Harvey Mandel's guitar and Fred Below's drums were the perfect musical platform for 23-year-old Charlie Musselwhite to find his way into the studio and onto the shelves of record stores across the world. As I mentioned earlier, a couple more classic Charlie Musselwhite albums coming up on the show in May before the release of Mississippi Sun early in June, at which point I'll bring you my interview with Charlie and feature that album in full. So stay tuned, okay? That song was 39th in Indiana, and in that set as well, Strange Land, Chicken Shack, and the classic Help Me. Okay, time continues to escape us. That's one thing I know for sure. This is for you, my baby.
Don't you wish your baby was built like mine? Don't you wish your baby was built like mine? Every time she walks, she reeling right behind. I love my baby, she knows just what to do. I love my baby, she knows just what to do. Don't you wish your baby would do the same thing for you? Three times seven, that makes 21. Three times seven, that makes 21. You know she can't be beat and get no business done. That's the kind of girl you can't never find at home. Come see me early in the morning, maybe about the break of day. Man, y'all have saw me hug the pillow where my baby used to lay. One drink of wine, two drinks of gin. A pretty little girl put me in the shape I'm in. Come see me early in the morning, baby, about the break of day. Man, y'all have saw me hug a pillow. Thank you.
boogie in the middle of the floor. Come see me early in the morning, baby, about to break up day. Man, y'all saw me hug the pillow where my baby used to lay.
Of Rick Edson and the Nightcast, and you're listening to Sean Bindley on Blues with a Feeling.
Thank you.
Motel and Caravan Park on the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland, playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond. This is Sean Bindley's Blues with a Feeling.
My featured album in week two of Charlie Musselwhite month here on Blues with a Feeling is called Stand Back. Here comes Charlie Musselwhite's Southside Band. And that song was guitar player Harvey Mandel's 4 p.m. and also in there early in the morning. Next week's feature is Charlie's wonderful record, Continental Drifter. You don't want to miss that, okay? Hug your loved ones, my friends, and have a great week.